Hello, and welcome to what I really learnt at school, Alfredian Voices. We can all remember our school days, the highs, the lows, the achievements, and the challenges. But what we learnt and the experiences that shaped us are different for everyone. In this podcast series, we bring you the voices of old Alfredians, former students at the King Alfred School in North London, a school that has stood out from the crowd for the past 125 years for delivering a deeper learning experience. Highlighting their stories shows the impact that schools can have when they are bold and innovative, and crucially, take a child-centered approach to education. So join us as we discover what some of our old Alfredians really learnt at school and the impact it had on their lives. In this episode, we hear the voice of old Alfredian Julie James Bailey, class of 1952, formerly Professor of Film and Media at Griffith University. In retirement, Julie has driven her camper van over 250,000 kilometres into remote communities teaching video governance and coaching English.
So tell me about what happened when you came to King Alfred. Why did your parents choose King Alfred?
Because a friend of my parents' children had been here, or two of them, I think. They were previously, one had gone on to the hall, so was no longer here. And one who was older had been here. And they weren't at Royston, so I'm not quite sure. They must have been here the year before, because we came over because my father was in the RAAF and he was stationed here. And so they brought us over. And that was in 47. And so I started school here in September 1947. And I remember Hetty Barber interviewing in Squirrel Hall. She took me aside and she wanted to know what I knew and who I read. And I said, oh, I read a lot of Mary Grant Bruce. She said, Mary Grant who? Oh, Mary Grant Bruce. The Billabong book. I always remember that. And I think she was just finding out what class I should go into. And in fact, I was put in a lower class for the first, I don't know, half term, and then I was moved up a class. Because Fred Johnson, I was there in his class, and I always remember, because we went to the festival hall just the other day, and the daughter of, I think he was the designer or had something to do with festival hall, was in that class. There were various people who you, and then you hear their names later. Yes, and I think the things that, I come from Australia, which was warm and hot. September was reasonably warm, and I remember, because we had these stoves, which took, were they coal wood or, anyway, and I do remember us all huddling around, because they were shacks, you know, they were wooden shacks, they were demountables that we were in the classes.
They were the army, the original.
Yes, they were army huts, that's
they
right.
The original army huts that's still here on Mount Wood.
And the other thing I remember too, and I don't know if they still have it, we had these displays of what marks we got, whether it was a plus, minus, or A or minus, and that was red. So every time you finished a stage, you put a red or a blue or a green. And great competition between those of us who got lots of A's. There was a movement to get rid of them. I remember that, because we had, instead of school captains, we had school fours. So we had two from senior and then two for the top of the middle of what it was. See, there weren't many in sixth class in those days, because I was just explaining. There weren't many university places. There weren't many universities. So you only went into sixth class if you're going to Oxbridge mainly. And so many of us just left school at O-levels. Yeah. And we were the first O-levels. So nobody really knew what level we were going to have.
So what did you go on and do after?
I went to RADA. Mm-hmm. Thanks to Rennie Soskin. Rennie Soskin was the drama teacher, yeah, of course. But I always say, I did a long for the oral history for the Australian Film and Sound Archive, because they have a whole oral history program. And mine was over 2 days and 11 hours. One of the first questions was, my interviewer said, what were the main influences in your life? And I said, clearly the war, and going to King Alfred School, because I really put that down, particularly in terms of gender. Because I only had a sister, and in the war there were no men around. There were boys, obviously, but there were no fathers. because they were all at the war. And so I never have any male role models, but I had a very strong mother. And coming here, there was no question of male role models. We were equal. And so I say, I was in the cricket and... You know,
the only girl in the cricket team.
Well, on the senior cricket team, yes.
I love that.
And in fact, I've got a photograph of us all. There was Sarah Miller, who was Jonathan Miller's sister, and she's in this photograph, but she was the scorer. And the other one was top of the form, where because I was in, there were two of us of my age, whether it was Simon Ryder-Smith or not, I can't remember, but it was Sylvester Bone, certainly, and I think it was Naomi Elkin. And I've got a photograph of that with, what was his name, Winfred Vaughan Thomas. Anyway, he was the ABC, BBC interviewer, and we were playing Scandinavia. There was England, Scotland, Ireland and Wales playing, Denmark, Norway, Sweden and Finland. We beat Sweden, but then Denmark beat us. And that was radio, of course, radio top of the And I was one of the score four, the junior one at that stage. Oh, no, I know, if I digress, because I was talking about stages. And there was a movement that said that we shouldn't be marked. We should just have comments. And staff didn't like that. And I can remember I collected out of all everybody's box, because my point was that if you just put a mark, you don't put any comments. And I collected, showing that our marks were given from every class. I produced it at the council meeting. That was the other important thing. I don't know if you still have council meetings on Monday mornings. So that you had one from every form, a boy and a girl from every form. I think it was a boy and a girl. And you had the school four who took it in terms to chair the meeting. And that was a wonderful experience for me, you know, well, anybody, because you knew about meeting procedure. I was age 12 or 13, you understood meeting procedure. And then if you were chairing it, you understood that. And that's in very good stead, I must say. I'm quite a political animal.
Most old Alfredians are.
I bet they are.
So you took all of those comments. You collated all those comments.
Collated. Because when the staff finished marking, they put them in the box. So you collected them from the box in your classroom. And so I went round all the classrooms picking up the ones where they only put a mark, not a comment. And that's the point I was making. We were trying to get rid of the marks. If you want to make a point, find out the background and make the point with some evidence, if you want evidence. I've been on tribunals and all sorts of things, and that's stood me in very good stead.
That's amazing.
So I've got a lot. I owe a lot to King Alfred School.
What are your favourite memories of King Alfred?
I think the equality between the boys and the girls. I then went into a very, after I, in drama, of course, it's, you've got parts, so there's no real gender divide in that. But I always wanted to be a director. And that's a very male. Back in my day, there were no women directors in the theatre. They had the Irene Henschel Prize at RADA, which it was up to students to do for themselves. And I, in fact, won that prize. But there was no women directors, just none. Joan Littlewood hadn't started back then. And then I went into television because I did a secretarial course, because I saw that the only job for women was PA or a continuity girl. So I did that and then learnt about it. And then I was very lucky because ITV was opening up all over the country. So I moved to I got a job with Tyne Tees Television and did move there, and then I moved around Anglia and various television and became a director. But it was all opening up so that women could move in if they'd done their homework and they knew what was required. And that's KAS did that for me. Just, in fact, every job. I've been very fortunate because I have tended to be in jobs to be new. The jobs were opening up for some reason or another. And I would, for example, Tyne Tees, what I did was I collected the local paper to find out what the stories around. I'd never been to Newcastle on Tyne, but I found out what they were. And when I went to my interview for a current affairs job, I said, look, these are the sorts of issues and these, that sort of thing. Well, KAS taught me that. And I was lucky when I went back to Australia, I was like every woman, retired because there were no kindergartens, there was no childcare. So I first had 7 years of childbearing until I went to school. But I used that time to look at the history of television and the film industry. And the film industry was just beginning to take off. So I used to go into committees with the film industry, and I was particularly interested in children's film because we had quota for children's film. And so I researched all that, and I became into, there was a movement for children, better, for a quota for children's films, Australian children's films. And so I'd moved into that. So actually, my name was known as an activist for Australian content in television. And the Film and Television School was opening, was starting, the Australian Film and Television Radio School. And I got a job there because they were looking for staff. And I didn't have a degree. I got all sorts of jobs, which I never had. I only got a degree. I got a degree while I was child rearing by correspondence with London University in Sydney. But I never had anything past a BA. And yet in various jobs where, in fact, I ended up as a professor with only a BA. But again, because the university was starting a film unit and wanted somebody who had experience. But that's KS.
I think that it's also you in the sense that you were brave and willing to take
on. Yes, but I was allowed to, and I was encouraged to, and particularly gender. I think that's so important for women, because I managed to find my way that I was ahead. And I think that's the important thing. And also, King Alfred, there was no distinction. We didn't make any distinction between, the boys didn't make any distinction between the girls and the boys, and the staff didn't. It never occurred to me that I couldn't boss the boys around. And I don't think it occurred to the boys that they couldn't boss me. And I just think that woodwork. Now, I loved woodwork. And I'm so practical. I built the cupboards in our house and all the rest of it. Just thanks to the woodwork classes here in the afternoons. And it was fun, all afternoons. And it was sport too. And I did physics to start with in the afternoon. And I think I did a year of physics to see what that was like. And I did German for a period of time to see what that was like. I did do Latin and French because that was part of the curriculum. But it's that, to see just what you like, what you don't like, and what you want to pursue. And of course, drama. I did drama a lot. And I'd had no really experience of drama at all. But I just didn't. René Soskind was the teacher, and I always got the boys' parts, of course, the men's parts, because there were, particularly in Shakespeare, there's no women's parts, but I got them. I put Bolingbroke and Laertes. That gave me a feel. Then, of course, when I went to RADA, I got Puck, and I was never a female lead. I was a character actor.
Brilliant. And did you perform? Was Richard Thomas?
Yes, he was. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yes, he was Richard II, and I was Laertes, and he was Hamlet, and I was Laertes, and he was Richard II, and I was Bolingbroke.
Are you in touch with him still?
No, I'm not. But Anthony Soskin said that he was, but no, I haven't been in touch with him. But I used to see his credits go up in the BBC.
Really special, really special. And lovely that you kept in touch with a lot of people,
yes,
over those years.
Well, thanks to the anniversaries here too. I met up with a whole lot of people here who are now no longer with us, unfortunately. The two Waterman brothers aren't with us anymore. In fact, David came out to lunch and said, you know, because if they come out, then I see them. Peter Segler came out. And I kept in touch, but David and David's wife, Peter's still in touch with her, and Peter Segler. But Peter Waterman, he was very helpful because his wife, I think, was Peruvian. And we were going to South America, and I got in touch with him, and he gave us contacts. But he died pretty soon afterwards, unfortunately, so I never saw him again.
Wow. You've obviously mentioned René Soskind.
Yes.
Who were the other teachers here at King Alfred? What was it like with the...
Oh, the star. The other... Yeah. Hetty Barber was the chemistry teacher, of course. Mm-hmm. Fuller, Mr. Fuller. We never called him anything else but Mr. Fuller.
Why was that?
No idea. And he was Latin and English. Harry Kemp was another one. And Rusty, he was maths too, senior maths, I think he was. And oh, yes, there was, and particularly my sister, who became a flautist, Tryggveson. And singing was something I tried in the afternoon, but wasn't very good at it. And he took that. So, oh, yes, I've got very happy memories. And, of course, we had a form teacher. And I think Ros Ryder-Smith was a form teacher. She did French, and I wasn't very good at French, partly because, well, partly probably. We learned French, but at a much older age in Australia than they did here. So I came in when people already knew French. But who else? That was Monty taught geography. Fred Johnson taught history. Yes, he taught history. That's right. Yes. Oh, no, I remember them all very well. And, of course, Fred Johnson also taught printing. and somebody came in who she had red hair who taught leatherwork. I've forgotten who that was.
Mm-hmm. And was that something that you'd do in the afternoon as well?
Yes, these were all things that we did in the afternoon. And, of course, sport. I tried every sport. But not soccer, actually. We weren't allowed to play soccer.
Oh.
Not that I particularly wanted to, but there were no, I wasn't aware of any girls at all who were playing soccer. Which is interesting. Yeah, and the same with cricket. Yeah. There were a number of schools who just wouldn't play us. When you think now, particularly, and look how well the women are doing. I always supported Australia. And there were the three of us. There was Janet Samuel and Audrey Barber and I, who slept overnight outside Lords, for example, to go and get a seat in Lords. I couldn't help thinking that on Thursday.
To watch Donald Bradman, Mum.
Yes, I watched Donald. Not only that, at Lords, I've forgotten, he got a couple of centuries or something. But then the last test in that series was at the Oval, and I watched him get out for a duck. That was his last, and he couldn't make his 100, average 100. But that's my big story, because I used to, on whether it's Saturdays or Sundays, I don't remember, the OAs used to play here. Cricket, and I used to score for them. I used to come over and score for them.
So they'd have a team that would
play here. Yes, which played here and then around.
So who would come back for that? Just any Alfredians who were around and still played?
No, I think there was an old Alfredian club or something, really? Cricket club, and they used to play, and they used to play on the grounds here. And it must have been Saturday afternoons, I think, and I used to come from home and just... There was one period of time, too, when we used to have... Again, in the weekends, and I think it was when Ros Ryder-Smith and Fred Johnson were courting. So it was, they used to, at the weekend, they used to offer us a weekend. We could come to the school and use facilities and things, and they would supervise us. And I see that John Turnbull passed away in our class last year, I think, through the OA news or something.
Yeah.
So there aren't many of us. We can hold or not.
Well, we're so lovely. That's why it made such a difference to have so many of you back for the anniversary and to keep in touch.
Yes, no, it was terrific. Yeah. It's terrific. That'll be my last one, I feel.
Not with your energy, Julia. I genuinely don't think that.
I tell the story. My father was Dutch. He was Indonesian, Java Dutch. Mm-hmm. He had six sisters. And during the war, two of them were in Japanese prison camp. And they both survived to over 95, whereas their other sisters and my father died in their... father died in his 70s, but the other sisters died in their 80s. And they were in Holland during the war. So I'm hopeful by genes.
I think your genes and your energy.
In fact, what we're doing is we're going around to the various television stations, which is just so sad because... In my day, ITV was just opening up all over the regions. And I had Tyne Tees Television, and then I went to Anglia in Norwich. And they had three studios, and they made all sorts of things. I was involved mainly in documentaries and current affairs. None of them now, they just don't exist. They're tiny little news studios with about 30 or 40 people. It's just tragic.
Our film studies students, because film studies is now an A-level subject, so they're actually showing their films at the Arts Depot Theatre in Hampstead.
Oh, really?
We're talking a little bit about having a sort of creative arts hub if you like, with old Alfredians who are involved in the creative arts.
Because, and then it's important because so much in the arts, whether it's theatre or any aspect of the arts, it's getting jobs. It's about who you know and where the vacancies are coming up and who's going to leave. So that for old Alfredians to be part of that is really very important for the kids. And have you developed a mentoring? Because that's the other thing you do, the mentoring.
So we launched this platform, you might have seen it in the newsletter, called CAS Connected. So then you offer mentoring on there.
Yes. And mentor students and the sort of experiences to get and the sort of way, what they could be up to.
Exactly.
I had this experience at RADA. I went back to RADA last week, and it was because Pippa, my other daughter, knew the new director there. And who went in, it was the same Gower Street, it's the same building and so on. And when I was there, the bomb had been in the middle. So you had the Mallet Street and the Bower Street, and then it was this emptiness. You began to go over into the other building through the bomb site. But nobody should know more, of course. But what she had, I was so taken aback. She invited us into her room, which was the old principal, Sir Kenneth Barnes, who'd been there from the beginning, was when I was there. And then John Fernall took over. And she had a table, and she had all my history on paper there. I was just extraordinary. Even letters from my father and it was quite confrontational because it took me back to a whole period there. But as a result of that, and of course as a result of my experience, I was thinking how good it would be if they did oral history of actors who were at RADA and have now succeeded. For example, Ian Holm was there when I was there. Now, to interview him when he was successful, about what he thought about RADA and what he could advise, like mentoring. And oral history is a very good way of doing that. You to have interview somebody who's top of it. What do you think is a good way? Like you're doing to me, I suppose, really. But it's just to have an archive of oral history. I'd be fascinated for Richard Martin to know how he got into the BBC. There's no way they'd give I could get into the BBC because I didn't have wasn't Oxbridge at the time, but he obviously got in because he wasn't either. But it was very male too, and I can remember an interview I did with the BBC and just looked at their noses. A, because I was female, of course, which was another factor. But it'd just be interesting to know Richard, how he did that. And anyway.
If you think back on the qualities or the values, what were the things that you think have been important through your career specifically that you learned here at King Alfred?
Oh, have a go at anything. Don't be put off. Just try it. And that's with the encouragement of the staff. Just have a go. Nobody said, no, Julie, no, don't. And then you find out for yourself very quickly whether it's you want to or not. And particularly, again, with the girls. It's so important for the girls. There's so much, even now, it's far better now than it ever was when I, but even just be brave.
Take a risk.
And support other women. That's the other thing. Just because you haven't managed to do it, just support other women. And there's what I used to call, there's the International Women's Year, which was 1975, I think. And I just started at the Film and Television School at that point. And our principal at the time, who was Polish, had come from the Polish Film School when we were just being set up. And I remember up until that point, I was what I used to call, I now call people, women, the I've done it, why can't you brigade. And that taught me that, and there are many women like that, and you've got to share what it is and help and mentor other women. And sexism is so endemic still in our society. But I need to, for my own personal, recognise my mother. Because post-war, you see, there were many kids here whose fathers weren't around. They might have died in the war, marriage had split up. There were a lot of Jewish people here, and that was, so we never, we were conscious that fathers weren't around, which was the other thing. So our mothers were quite strong. But my mother was one of only, at Sydney University back in the 20s, so only 300 women, and she was one of them. But she always said two things. Change is exciting. So during the war, I changed schools. I think I went to six different schools. We had to leave because she was working, and we had to live in people's houses. So somebody was there to look after my sister and I after school. Change is exciting.
Yeah. So we had refugees who came and the school supported them.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that's what happened to our section.
Yeah. Just remind me what year, 47 you came here.
Yes. Yeah. I think we've been back a year, just over a year maybe, from Royston. And there were various people who'd been to Royston and came back. Because I remember, and I noticed you had some of the exhibition, the Alfredian magazine. I used to come up to the library here and look up names like René Beloff who were there before the war.
Yes, that's amazing. You mentioned the printing press. Were you involved in doing printing as well?
Oh, it was one of the things I tried, yes. I did everything. Fred Johnson was that's the great thing. It really is.
Yeah. It's a special place.
Yes, I mean, that's the message I'd like to make to the children here, or the pupils here, or the students here, is that try everything. Don't just go through the academic stream, which is what most schools these days concentrate on. There are so many things that you could see. Do you like that? Do you like that? I did chemistry rather than biology, but I had a go at biology and I had a go at chemistry. And I don't know that either of them are still in good stead particularly, but it gives you some idea of what you like. And, you know, and you can make, and particularly girls, you can make your way if you've discovered that.
Thank you for listening to this episode of What I Really Learned at School, Alfredian Voices. We extend our gratitude to the old Alfredians who have shared their stories, allowing us to bring the vibrant history of the King Alfred School alive through this podcast series. Our 125th anniversary book, full of photos and material from our CAS archive, complements the stories you have heard. If you're inspired by what you've heard, want to connect with the school and the old Alfredian community, or if you simply want to find out more about King Alfred School's approach to education, please visit our website at www.kingalfred.org.uk. Until next time.